With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg Crew. And time now for Dina's Dirt, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Tomorrow, awesome shred day happening between 11 and 2 at their Brookdale Drive location in Springfield. All right, so what do we have in Hollywood, Dina?
All right, we've got some baby bumps. And congratulations go out to Anne Hathaway. She's expecting her second child with her husband, Adam.
Nice.
And she announced that with a baby bump photo on Instagram. And she did add a message, too, to anybody dealing with infertility and conception, saying, please know it was not a straight line to either of my pregnancies, sending you extra love. So it's nice that she's acknowledging that, knowing full well it's not the easiest attempt for many women.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Natalie Imbruglia as well. She announced she's expecting her first child. She underwent IVF. And she said, as you can see from a picture, no, I have not swallowed a watermelon. So she's expecting her first baby this fall.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, start with a seed next time, Lopez.
Oh. It'll grow in your belly.
It will?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I think 8 months for a watermelon.
Nice.
Not nine.
Well, we briefly touched upon this yesterday, but just to fill you in case you missed the announcement, Bindi Irwin and her boyfriend, Chandler Powell, are engaged.
Yay.
Yeah, he popped the question on her 21st birthday, and she announced that happy news with an Instagram post. They've been dating for about 6 years.
Wow.
Don't know if this will be a long engagement or if they're, you know, going to be getting married, but I know that she was kind of itching for him to pop the question.
Six years,
and he gets, I know.
Out of a gift, too, which is awesome.
Really? Does he?
Well, the ring is the gift,
it's
right?
My first birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Do you still
that.
Get a gift?
Not
I'm
sure.
Guessing, no.
Wendy Williams is producing her own biopic, and guess where you're going to find it? On Lifetime. That's right. Didn't Lifetime just seem to step things up a notch this summer? I mean, it just really seems like they got some big projects underway.
She's doing it herself?
Yeah,
not,
she's
like,
producing.
Taking the story?
She's producing her own biopic for Lifetime, and she's teaming up with Girls Trip writers to tell the story about her days in urban radio to success with her own syndicated talk show. Oh. And also Lee Davenport of Boomerang fame was going to be on board to write the script as well. So lots of big people involved
big
in
names.
This, right?
That's great. You get to do it too. And somebody else doesn't do it and get it all wrong. I mean, I'd like to do my own biopic.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be, you know,
seems like it might be skewed if you do your own.
I jump out of airplanes. I swim with sharks.
I don't think Wendy Williams is going to claim to have done any of that.
You never know.
And HBO head honcho Casey Bloys has addressed the Game of Thrones final season backlash and all those fan petitions to get it rewritten. So he says the petition shows a lot of enthusiasm and passion for the show, but it wasn't something we seriously considered. And he did admit that one of the only downsides to having a hugely popular show is deciding how to end it, since you can't make everybody happy.
Right.
And honestly, we didn't care about making everybody happy. Let's just start with making anybody happy.
Oh.
Anybody.
It was
come on,
okay.
Casey.
There was a scene that was but the rest of it wasn't bad.
Can't justify it. That's been dirt at 640.
I love the way they put it, though. Your comments are wonderful, but no.
Yeah, it's like your call's very important to us. We got more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg Crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union on Brookdale Drive tomorrow. It's their shred day. You can join them between 11 and 2 o'clock. I'll actually be out there, too, for their shred day. Brookdale Drive in Springfield. So what's up, Dina?
All right. People wondered if Madonna and fashion legend Jean-Paul Gaultier were an item after they attended last year's Met Gala as each other's dates. However, that could not be farther from the truth, as Jean-Paul admitted that he proposed to Madonna multiple times, according to Ace Showbiz. Now, Jean-Paul said, I asked her to marry me three times.
Oh, I think a third time was a charm.
Think it's so.
She's going to break her down.
He said no. He's not a bad-looking guy. Like, you know, if I had to say who he looks like, kind of like imagine Sting. Daniel Craig and A-Rod.
If they all had a baby?
One. Yes, if the three of the, if three men had a baby,
yeah.
That's what it
Wait
would look
minute.
Like.
Gotcha.
So anyway, can you imagine, though, having unlimited access to Hermes and all these other fashions? Oh, well, despite being turned down, they stayed close friends, which is good considering he's designed some of her most famous outfits, including that cone bra. Like, imagine if he was upset with her. He could have ruined her with one wrong look.
And no cone bra. Wow.
And no cone bra.
No idea what that means.
Rutger Hauer, Golden Globe nominated actor best known for his role in 1982's Blade Runner, has died at the age of 75. He passed away in the Netherlands after an illness. But besides Blade Runner, he was known for his roles in Sin City, Christopher Nolan's Batman Begins, yeah. True Blood, and the 2004 miniseries adaptation of Stephen King's Salem's Lot. So a lot of people reacting to his passing today, just knowing that he was such a great actor.
DinaStirk.com.
According to the New York Post, legendary actress Faye Dunaway has been fired from a Broadway-bound play because, well, among other things, she didn't know how to keep her hands to herself. She slapped and threw things at crew members who were trying to put her wig on before she went on stage for the July 10th performance of Tea at 5 in Boston. And she got verbally abusive with the crew. They were scared of her. And on top of that, like, she's just a diva. She was keeping the cast and crew waiting for up to 2 hours for rehearsals. She wouldn't let anyone look at her during rehearsals, including the director and the playwright.
Wow,
she
that's
couldn't
weird.
Learn her lines, had to be fed lines.
Stare at the wall.
Fed lines, that's terrible.
Needless to say, they are going
Come
to
on,
be
actors.
Recasting with another actress when they head to London in the spring.
DinaStirk.com.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson, like I need another reason to love the guy. He showed his support to Native Hawaiian activists by joining them in a peaceful protest to stop the construction of the 30-meter telescope project on Hawaii's tallest mountain. So he just kind of like showed up. There was no like preface to his appearance. He just all of a sudden was there. And he said, well, I've been following this and, you know, I have to show my support. It's about our culture and the people of Polynesia who are willing to die here to protect this land. And it's about respecting a culture.
The rock on the mountain.
Oh, man. That could be a lifetime movie.
Yeah, how is that not already a movie?
Yeah, I want to see that documentary. And that's your Dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg Crew. Now time for Dirt, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Brookdale Drive, that location there. They'll have their shred day tomorrow. Come by between 11 and 2 o'clock. I'll be out there, too. We'll be shredding stuff. It'll be a good time.
Nice.
All right, Dina, so what do we have in Dirt today?
All right, Justin Bieber showing off his latest look on Instagram. That includes a new eyebrow piercing. Okay, no problem.
Cool.
And a diamond-studded grill.
What?
Okay. Like, really?
He has diamonds on his bottom front 8 teeth.
Wow.
Okay, do you want to know how much something like that costs?
Yes.
Well, according to TMZ, they figured it out. That grill runs about $50,000.
I'm assuming insurance doesn't pick it up.
No, I know. Dental?
Yeah.
A dental.
Unless it's a serious overbite and you're correcting that too.
You really need it. I mean, I do. I need it to bite.
Right.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, he does have a sparkling smile now, so.
He can also eat glass now.
Yes!
Madonna's longtime collaborator, Patrick Leonard, released a series of demos from her Like a Prayer sessions. It was in an attempt to sabotage, but not to sabotage Madonna, to sabotage an auction that Madonna tried to get stopped. I don't know if you remember, a while back we talked about her former friend, Darlene Lutz, and she's auctioning off this breakup letter from Tupac Shakur, and she also is selling some of Madonna's cassette tapes that have a previously unreleased song, Angels with Dirty Faces, also some demos of Cherish and Like a Prayer. So, you know what? Her friend decided, well, if I release these now, then your cassettes are going to be worthless if I release the demos. So good luck trying to sell them today.
DinaStirk.com.
George Michael's boyfriend, Fadi Fawaz, was arrested this week after he reportedly trashed his London home. So what's been happening here, according to The Sun, is that Fadi has been squatting at the property ever since George's death in 2016.
Oh, I see.
And George's family has been doing everything in their power to get him out. But in the meantime, he's completely destroyed the house. And
how
would
he do that? Just because they have a beef with the family now?
I mean, I guess
that's
so.
Horrible.
Maybe he senses that they're going to win, getting him kicked out, so might as well like take the whole place down with him. And he has toilets, sinks, walls, the roof, everything. He's completely trashed it. Like, it's not fixable. You're gonna have to gut the place and start over. It sounds like running water, damaged stuff. I mean,
now it's an uncomfortable place to squat for him, though.
That is true, and you're probably not gonna find this on Airbnb.
DinaStoke.com.
Yeah. MTV announced that The Hill's New Beginnings would be renewed for a second season, but Stephanie Pratt, she wants nothing to do with it. A fan asked Stephanie on Instagram Wednesday about being on next season, and she said nope. But then she pointed out that she doesn't like any of her co-stars and asked for what she really thinks of them. Stephanie pointed out that her own brother, Spencer, has screamed at her and told her that no one likes her. She calls her sister-in-law, Heidi Montag, evil. And she's even told Audrina Patridge that no one plays a better victim than you. I'm thinking, like, the saddest part of this is for MTV. They're going to be losing all this drama, right?
I know.
Yeah, right?
Off-screen is not good.
Who cares? We report it. We want to see it in action.
And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcasts at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.